In this bulletin, aid agencies call for greater access to the Gaza Strip to meet overwhelming demand. An advertising campaign targets teens ahead of an under-16 social media ban. And in football, Cape Verde qualifies for the World Cup for the first time. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Aid organisations are calling for full access to the Gaza Strip as they work furiously to deliver essential supplies to Palestinians since the start of a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. US President Donald Trump and Arab leaders met in Egypt to sign a ceasefire deal as the last living Israeli hostages were reunited with their families, and Palestinian prisoners returned to the West Bank in the first phase of the agreement. Amid joyous scenes, humanitarian aid agencies call for all crossings into the enclave to be opened immediately. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says it has 1,300 trucks with supplies ready to enter Gaza from Egypt and Jordan, with a further 1,000 on the way. UNICEF Senior Emergency Manager Emma Maspero says the need for aid is overwhelming.
The needs of children in Gaza are just enormous, whether it be from clean water, drinking water, and sanitation to avoid us spreading any diseases, to basic medical facilities, to being able to get nutritional support. We see so many children severely, acutely malnourished.
Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles says US President Donald Trump will be remembered in history for his role in securing the release of Israeli hostages and reaching a ceasefire in Gaza. Mr. Marles also reiterated the federal government's support for a two-state solution to achieve lasting peace in the Middle East.
At this moment, there is enormous credit which goes to President Trump and his administration. Having arrived at this moment is an enormous achievement, one which will be remembered by history. This is a moment that must be grabbed by the region and the world to see a peace which is enduring, and that can only occur through the establishment of two states.
Jewish community members in Australia are celebrating the release of the Israeli hostages that were held by Hamas, many attending festivities to mark the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah. Watch the hostages be reunited with loved ones on TV screens. Speaking to SBS Hebrew, Melbourne Jewish community member Justine Pearl described the elation.
Simchat Torah is this festival of dance where people dance with the Torah and celebrate it being given to us. It's been hard to be joyful for 2 years. And so finally, you know, there were so many tears of joy and then dancing. And it was just, it was all of the things all at once.
Communications Minister Annika Wells has announced a national advertising campaign for the government's social media ban for 13 to 16-year-olds. Ms. Wells says the vast majority of students she has spoken with are happy and grateful for the laws that are coming in.
These social media laws are world-leading, and when we went to the UN several weeks ago, it was significant how many other countries wanted to engage with us about the how and the why of what we are doing. These laws will not mean perfection, but they will mean a significant and meaningful difference, and they will spread cultural change across 13 to 16-year-olds in this country.
The ban is due to come into effect on the 10th of December on platforms that include Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, X, and YouTube. The campaign will feature on billboards near schools, on television, online, and on social media. Ms. Wells has warned social media companies there is no excuse for sites not to be prepared. Victoria's opposition says it will repeal a treaty agreement with Aboriginal people if elected. The announcement comes as the state's parliament begins to debate legislation underpinning the Labor government's proposed treaty with First Peoples. The bill is expected to pass parliament with the support of the Greens, paving the way for the first treaty agreement in Australia. Opposition spokesperson for Aboriginal Affairs, Melina Barth, says a state coalition government would unwind the treaty and replace it with a standalone department called First Nations Victoria, which would oversee progress on closing the gap targets.
We know that the focus needs to be on where the need is greatest, and that is about devolving power, working collaboratively with community, and listening and then actioning funding, policy and service delivery right out in the regions where it matters most.
To sport now, and in football, the tiny island nation of Cape Verde has qualified for the World Cup for the first time after beating Eswatini 3-0. The country, which has just over 500,000 people off Africa's west coast, will be the second smallest nation by population to feature in the tournament after Iceland in 2018. The team finished the African qualifying round with 4 more points than Cameroon, who reached a 0-0 home draw with Angola. As the 6th African country to qualify, Cape Verde will join Ghana, Tunisia, Algeria, Egypt and Morocco at next year's World Cup in the US, Canada and Mexico. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom.